We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the will to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Married at First Sight, season 19, Austin, Texas. Recap of episodes 11 through 12. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Tyler says, hey, y'all, been waiting on this, and happy belated birthday, Terrell.
Thank you.
Earth Day is what she said, actually.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
How was the birthday?
It was a good weekend. Some friends and I went to Jay Carver's for dinner downtown Austin Saturday night. Probably one of the best meals I've had. I mean, highly recommend that place. It's everything was so good. The bread was phenomenal. So you know a place is good when you're bragging about the bread. Everything that place was delicious. And then yesterday hung out at, for those who live in the Austin area, Bolden Acres. It's just kind of like an outdoor kind of bar patio area. There's pickleball and football games you can watch. So just hung out with friends, you know, nothing too crazy. I didn't jump out of an airplane this time. That was last year's birthday, but
so no it was skydiving good. This time.
Yeah, no skydiving this time, but I'll save that for 2026.
Really? Okay. So you plan on doing it again next year is what you're saying.
I'm going to go skydiving again 2026, yes. I'm going to take the class to do solo, to do a solo jump.
Okay. I take a class. Okay, so how's that work? How many classes do you have to take before you can do that?
You have to do three tandems before you can take the solo class. Now, the solo class isn't you by yourself up in the plane jumping out. You learn about the proper procedure and all the different things. So then they all go up with you. You all jump out together, and they kind of hold on to you. And then, but I'm not tandem with anybody. So that's the difference. No one's on my back. It's just me. And I, you know, get to pull my own chute and all that stuff. Land by myself.
Nobody riding you all the way down.
Guide the parachute, you know, each way. So yeah, I definitely want to do that.
A lot to get to in this one, man. And if it's one overarching theme in these two episodes, I will have to say, the old ladies are acting like YNs. Yes, we thought they would bring some kind of maturity to this show. And apparently, no, they're just as bad and maybe even worse. Let's get to it, man. Let's pick up where we left off. We're back at Lake Travis.
Yep.
Brittany's still in the bathroom crying, right? Megan goes to console her. And it's interesting because Brittany's telling her, like, you know, she and Will do not have an emotional connection, which is what we've been saying all along.
Right. I don't think that there is an emotional connection for Will. Mm-hmm. I think there's an emotional connection for Brittany. She's just, that's her way of trying to protect her heart, knowing that Will doesn't have an emotional connection for her. So I agree with her there.
Yeah, no, indeed. You know, what I found kind of disturbing, though, is that it took Megan going back out there. And then between Megan and Jalen telling Will to go check on your wife.
She all right. She good.
She be all right.
Yeah.
What did you think when he went in there with Brittany in the bathroom?
You know, I thought it was odd. He's trying to be really sweet and loving on her, and she's crying. And he says he apologizes that his actions made her feel that way. And notice there's a trend with Will. When he apologizes, that's what he doesn't say, hey, I was wrong. I'm sorry that what I did made you feel that way. He's never really apologized for, I think, truly apologized.
Mm. You know, a whole lot of latte mocha. It's a hell of a name. Says, what has Britney said or done to show her love for Will? Interesting.
Slept with him.
Because, well, there's that too. I mean, because, you know, remember in the beginning, this is what we were saying. When he was right. trying to be nice to her and she was just kind of, you know, it was terrible. But here's the thing. Britney pulls herself together.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the group's like, well, we're not about to let this ruin our entire thing. Let's go have some fun. And they decide to play a game called Truth or Drink.
Yeah.
Sounds like a game you played on over your birthday weekend. What do you think of this game?
No, the game itself is not bad. I just thought to myself, man, if I'm on a show and my mom is sitting there, this would be awkward. And I didn't know what was going to get asked at first, but I knew it was going to go down the path to where I'm like, this is going to be a little awkward.
Okay, but to be fair, the only people not feeling awkward were Belinda and Jalen.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. Everybody else felt cringe. Those two didn't. They were like, all right, whatever.
Great. Get some screen time. This is going to help us build up our subscribers, build up our platform.
Yeah. You know, a couple of things that stood out to me. One, I thought Chad and Belinda had the best answers, right? Because when the question came up, what will it take for you to sleep with someone you're not attracted to? Megan, $1 billion. Stop it.
Yeah. Yeah. Lies.
I know you like Chad's Allison. It's Chad's answer.
Bottle of whiskey. Yep. Been there.
Damn Skippy. Belinda's like, no, I just need to need it. Built up frustration.
Yeah, you'll do, I guess.
Janet says, $1 billion, I'll take $15.
There you go.
I also like Chad and Belinda's answers best when they ask, what if you woke up tomorrow in your partner's body? What's the first thing you would do? And I loved their answers over everyone else's. I thought everyone else's, theirs were the best, right?
Yeah, because everyone else is pretty much just what anybody would say. I'm going to play with myself. Or I want to have sex and see what it's like to be the woman in the situation. Chad said that he's going to lean on the washing machine during the spin cycle to see if that myth is true.
Yeah. I'll go in the bathtub. Yeah.
Go in the bathtub and run that little water on. I probably would do that. So I'm like, is that true?
Is this really a shower head? And Belinda said, what you and I take for granted, and that is pee standing up.
Oh, I appreciate it all the time. I don't take it for granted.
Oh my God. You know, after this game though, I thought it was a pretty decent conversation with Will and Britney as they're back. Because Britney's telling Will she appreciates him getting up and checking on her. And that made me question, what is she thinking now that she's watching it, realize he had to be coached into going to check on her?
Don't know, but something tells me Megan and Jalen probably told her they told him to go check on her.
You think
I just feel like they would do that.
Yeah, good point. They probably would.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, their people are not easing up on Will at all. See Jada here, Will and his dumbass Scooby-Doo answer. What? Did you not remember that? Oh, my God. I do think, even though Toya says Will never liked Britney, he tolerated her, I do like that even after they left the retreat, you got to see them having an actual happy conversation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, they're sitting on the couch kind of like checking in after getting back from the retreat. And she's talked about stress and she looks at him. She's like, what do you do when you feel overwhelmed and stressed? And he said, well, go to the gym, So she said, when she gets overwhelmed.
Why you gotta say it like that?
That's just how we'll talk. Go to the gym, you know.
Be nice.
Let me put my lips up.
You are an ass, man.
But he said he goes to the gym. And she said that when she gets overwhelmed, she gets frustrated. And that's what happened to her the other day.
Yeah. You know, it's good seeing the laughter, though. Because they had a nice little serious convo. Then they start even the little tickling and all this. You know, it's few and far between that we see these moments with them.
Yeah.
Did it not at least touch your heart just a little bit?
No, because I'm just not buying it. I'm not buying this couple at all.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a good match. Mm-hmm. Don't think it's going to work out.
Y'all just giving them a hard time. Okay, let's move on to Chad and Belinda, because these two here, back at Lake Travis, they're in the room after the game, right?
Yeah.
Interesting convo happening here, too, between these two. And is this a prelude to everything we're about to see in these next two episodes?
Well, to me, it started out pretty decent, because she asked where he feels they are in their relationship. And he says that they're on the right path, like everything is going great. And Chad said he doesn't have any concerns with her, but he's just not comfortable being in the apartment. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't feel like home. And then he's also brings up, you know, I'm not used to the dog sleeping in the bed. And I think Chad's just frustration. Imagine this. You and I, we're in our 50s. Chad's in his 50s.
Yeah.
You have your own house. Mm-hmm. You can't be in your own house. You got to be in this apartment. A lot of the other couples, if they already live in an apartment, you go from one apartment to another. No big deal. But you used to have in your space. Yeah. He's a business owner. He has a busy schedule. He has a lot of control of things. Well, when you're on the show, you lose that. He's just trying to express his frustration. And Belinda is not really listening at all.
She never does. Because look, even when he said, as she's trying to goad him to say something, he does say something, right? And just like Karen says, the dog is the problem. Because even when Chad said he's never been one to have a dog in the bed and he can't sleep comfortably with this big-ass dog in the bed with them, she completely ignores it.
Yep.
Right? She doesn't even hear it. And I think right here is where we start to see the selfish side of Belinda, because she never even acknowledges it. Look, they're not miniature-sized. Neither her nor Chad are miniature-sized, and the dog isn't miniature-sized, okay? Right. So even a king-size bed, unless you got Shaq's Superman bed, all y'all ain't gonna fit comfortably on that damn bed.
No. Yeah, it's so sad, because I had a lot of high hope for this couple, but just watching this part, how Belinda's not really listening to, I feel like she's not actively listening to him. And he's just, he didn't say anything was wrong with her. He was just frustrated with this whole process. And then she brings up his wine down and, you know, like she feels like he doesn't want to lie down with her. And he's like, no, I just, you know, the dog's in the bed. I don't want to tell him to get out the bed so I can lie down with you for a bit. So this is just how I wind down. But he's just really talking about the whole the production process with cameras everywhere. That's just hard for him. I thought he was being vulnerable and just sharing with his wife.
Which is what you're supposed to do. If you ask for distance. Okay. Tyler, that man said, as I recall, there's a fairly large puppy dog in the bed. The way he said that was hilarious, right? Yeah. Janet says, though, when I got married, my husband said he didn't want the dog in the bed. So I said, okay, and got the dog her own bed.
Yes.
I shouldn't 100%. Have to applaud you for this, Janet. But apparently I have to, because me as the non-dog lover, I'm chastised for saying the dog shouldn't be in the bed. Terrell?
No, you're not chastised. I'm a dog lover, and I don't want a dog in the bed either. I don't even want a dog on my couch, you know, on my furniture. That's not where you belong.
Good point. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, next time we see them, actually, we see Belinda, and she's having a FaceTime conversation with Jalen and complaining about Chad. What is wrong with this picture and this whole scene?
Well, context, right? So Belinda's telling Jalen that Chad was upset with the producers because they had changed the schedule. Mm-hmm. And she had made hair appointments and all that. And so Chad was like, nope, we are not doing that. If you give us the schedule, you'll need to stick with the schedule. But we are not doing that. Her frustration is, why are you bringing me into this? Mm-hmm. And I think this goes back to her fear of conflict and wanting mm-hmm. to avoid conflict. But to me, that's what your husband should do, and vice versa. If she was like, hey, we're not doing this, she could speak on behalf of both of you. I think that's what you do as a married couple. That was bothering you.
When you say I do, and you've heard me say this many times, it's no longer I, it's no longer me, it's we.
Yeah.
And he was looking out for, he didn't say, well, Belinda's upset because she's got a shit. He's like, no, look, you need to take into consideration she's made appointments.
Yeah.
But she's so gung-ho to go on TV that she's like, hey, whatever you want, I'll do it. It's okay.
Yeah, I'll change it. You want me to dance? You know, I'll dance.
PJA says, Chad can be nasty in his delivery. We saw it in the honeymoon. I think Belinda's just turned off by that. And him including her when he vents to production. Including her was not in the form of him saying she's upset too. He's taking her into consideration. Why are we not seeing that?
Well, I don't think that his delivery is bad. He's just very direct. And I think some people take someone being direct as them having bad delivery. No, Chad's just direct.
Yeah.
But I feel like I agree with him. Like, my life has already changed up in this process. And I'm here for the show. I know what I signed up for. But Chad has clients. He has different things. He just can't do business and be like, oh, sorry. I was working on this large deal, but production wants to do some filming. So can we move it to tomorrow? That's not how that works for him. Belinda, she can easily change her schedule because for what she does, it's not the same as what Chad does. She does, you know, makeup appointments and all that. You can do that whenever. But when you're meeting with clients and trying to close large deals, you can't
Chad
do that.
Is a boss.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
You know, he's got clients, like real clients. Well, they go to dinner, right?
Yeah.
And you kind of know this is going to be a problem because remember, Jalen already gassed up Belinda by telling her, yeah, he shouldn't speak on you. He shouldn't do this. So when you see them, you see them at dinner and you go, first of all, I've never been in a restaurant like that where the food just, you know, comes around and you got to catch it like, you know, before it flies away.
There's a place here. It's a sushi place here that does this. It's cool. It's really cool.
Okay. My quick question on this is, are you not afraid that somebody else is like, oh, yeah, no, I don't want that. Put it back up and it comes back around to you?
No, because it's not just sitting out. You have to actually take the whole top part off. So it's covered. But you have to take it off.
And you can't put it back up there after you take it off.
Right. You're not. Yeah. You don't do that. You got to trust that no one's going to be like, oh, and just drop and put it back up on there. No. But I've been to a place like that and I didn't have any concerns. Everything was great.
I see people do some nasty shit. I wouldn't be surprised. but at this dinner, it frustrates me early on. Because Chad just says, you know, I went out with my friend, longtime friend of 20 plus years. And, you know, she's like, well, did you talk about me? No. I was telling him about my frustrations because when I tell you, you chastise me for it and tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah.
So, you know, how selfish is she? Is this Rhonda? Is he married to Rhonda too?
Yeah. And maybe I think she's fishing to see if he's talking about her as in something's wrong in their relationship. Mm-hmm. And again, I think that has to do with probably her past dating life and her dating history or marriage. So she keeps asking, like, do you have anything wrong with me? Any concerns that you have? So I think that's her being in her head. But him just venting, talking about his frustrations with the show, I saw nothing wrong with what he was saying. The only thing I saw wrong was Belinda was not listening.
She was blank faced looking at him the entire time. But I have to say this. Part of what also was wrong was the language he was using. And I get it. He was frustrated.
What's wrong with the language?
I'm just saying, man. I mean, because that comes off really aggressive. I know it wasn't towards her, but it comes off aggressive.
That's how you talk when you're a boss. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing this. I'm over it. Done. That's what bosses do.
That's one thing, but that's not just that. It was also, it was everything else. It was the whole cursing throughout all of it too.
Just because he didn't curse at her, he just said curse words. I like to cuss. I don't think that's a big deal. But he wasn't, you don't cuss at somebody, but if you're just telling a story and you say the other day I went to the effing, you know, bank, the other person shouldn't get offended by your language.
Well, it depends, because the way he was talking, I'm just saying, I'm not giving her justification on this, but the way he came off, I could see why, all right, you know, she's sitting back anyway. But another place he got wrong was where he brought up Jalen and Josh. Yeah. And I know I've seen people question, okay, who was really lying in all of this when it gets further down the line? But you're never going to win that argument when you bring up her daughter. So, Chad, bad move, brother. Bad
Should have said that at all. Keep the conversation on you and Belinda. Don't bring up Jalen and Josh. Well, I talked to Josh, and Josh is frustrated, and production's trying to put a wedge between them because you know she's going to go tell Jalen. 100%. Yep.
And they are one and the same, so they're going to keep doing it. Shout out to Justine. Thank you very much for the super chat. Says, if anyone pretending all season, it was Belinda. You agree?
I think that she's, I think her true colors are showing. I'm starting to think that she's really not in this for the long haul. Right. Just by, she's been acting with this. And then when he's explaining this stuff to her at the dinner, she's trying to ask him, well, what has gone wrong with production? Like with the show, like what's wrong with it? Mm-hmm. Not hearing what he's telling her. He didn't say anything was wrong with production or with the show itself. It's the schedule. He's just not able to have the freedoms that he's used to having. It's just frustrating. And that's all he was saying.
PJ says, what I'm seeing from Chad is someone who has the potential to be rude and stubborn when they're not dictating things. I think Belinda has a right to be concerned by that trait.
Eh.
Miss Stacy B says, I was offended by his language. And Nikki B says, hey, mother effer is a noun. And I get it, Samuel L. Jackson. Oh my God. This was nuts though, man. You know, when Chad kept saying he's done, why did Belinda try to take it as if he's saying he's done with her? Because he was clear, wasn't he?
He was clear. And I think that's just her trying to find a reason. Because I'm thinking, why does your mind go there? Like, did you just listen to what this man just said?
Yeah.
I heard it. I understood. She was there.
Now, Toya says, I'm glad Belinda distanced herself from him. It's interesting that we still will find people who are on her side, because next thing you know, you see her with Jalen, you know, her and Jalen sitting down with salads and having a bash Chad conversation again.
Right, because she tells Jalen about Chad saying that Josh also feels that production is trying to put a wedge between them, and he had texted Josh. And Jalen says, well, actually, he texted him, but he just asked, did he want to go to the archery place? And Josh said that he couldn't. She goes, that's all it was. I can speak from experience. I read it. That's all it was. So I don't know if maybe Chad and Josh had a physical conversation. Mm-hmm. And maybe that part wasn't caught up in the text, but she wanted to find out, was that true or not?
Yeah. You know, the way they called him a liar in that entire thing. And I just did the way that, and they could be, it could be right. He could be lying, but I just don't know that I trust the way the two of them were in this. It almost felt like, all right, how do we make this and how do we justify all of this? Right.
Yeah.
Now T-Dub says, unfortunately, once you piss off production, they can portray you as they please. That Chad montage was their revenge.
I guess. I agree with what you said. It's mother and daughter plotting their way. They schemed their way to get on the show together. Now they're plotting a way to get out the show and get out of these marriages.
Yeah. Nikki B has a great thing here. It says, I bet Josh told Chad about production constantly making them talk about Burning Man. Because to your point, Jalen's talking about what she saw in the text. And right. maybe what that conversation Chad is talking about was a conversation.
Right. Right.
Now, your friend Sean says, I think Chad is an upstanding dude. I don't think he will voluntarily lie. Is that male code? Is that man code right there?
No, I agree. I don't think that that's would be Chad's MO. I don't know him, but I just what I've seen, I don't feel like that's the type of guy he would be.
Yeah. J. Rose says, I would never be attracted to a Chad, so I can't relate to him at all. Not even after a bottle of whiskey?
Yeah. What about $15? Would that
Oh, my God. You know, we see them getting pizza, right? And they're going to call Dr. Pia.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get to Dr. Pia on the phone, which I thought was kind of weird, but whatever. Did you see Chad when he grabbed that pizza and his hand was just shaking? Like, did you see that? Did you catch that?
I did catch that. And I saw some people talking about that. I don't know. I saw some people talking about that on Reddit, and I'm just like, could be nerves, could just be
anger.
I don't know. I don't want to make any assumptions of what that mm-hmm. was. I think a lot of people are trying to come up with their own theories, but
what'd you think of Belinda here calling Chad a liar and how Dr. Pia handled this entire situation?
Well, I thought that, Belinda calling him a liar, I thought was kind of messed up. And, but if you look at Chad's tone and everything, there's nothing about Chad that shows that he's upset with Belinda.
Right.
So unfortunately, Dr. Pia wasn't there physically, so she couldn't see it. But I mean, just there wasn't anything about his energy that made it seem like he's mad at Belinda. But, you know, Dr. P, I like how Dr. P like listened to him and explained that, hey, production is not trying to draw a wedge, or they're not trying to cause problems with the schedule changes. There's a lot of factors at play that why the schedule might change.
Right.
But she goes, but I totally appreciate and get his point. And he just wanted to be heard.
LBJ says weird that it was their first expert interaction as a couple. True. I didn't even notice that till this is the second time I've seen this in the chat. But you know, Belinda's calling Chad a liar, but yet she lies. Because did you catch this one where she says she keeps putting herself aside to make Chad feel comfortable? And yeah. My only thought is, the dog is still in the damn bed. What have you put aside?
I don't know. I feel like Chad's going out of his way. Again, what they've shown us, right? Because we know editing happened. So there could be some things we didn't see. But from what we have seen on here, to me, Chad has really done a good job of trying not only connect with her, but also connect with Jalen, Josh, and Belinda's other son. Right. Like really trying to create that whole family vibe, which I thought was dope. So I don't know what she's been doing.
For them.
Yeah, I don't know what she's been doing that shows that she's been putting her all into Chad.
At all. And he even did the whole crawfish boil for them and everything, man. So, I mean, he's done a lot, to your point. Shout out to Tammy Talks in the chat. He says, where has Dr. Pepper been?
I asked the same thing.
Apparently, Dr. Pepper is with all those football town commercials during on the weekends, because she has been non-existent this entire time.
Yeah, just episode one, and then she'll gone.
Be back for the finale.
She'll be there. Yeah, she'll be there for decision day. But maybe she's like, I'm a veteran, so Pastor Cal, Dr. Pia, y'all go do all that business stuff. I'm good.
And she's got the privilege of not having to be there the whole season.
Yeah.
Privilege. Now, next time we see Belinda and Chad, and we're doing all of them together right here, because it's just so much. There's no need to break it up all over the place, right? It's at Chad's house, because obviously the tension's still there, right? So she goes to Chad's house, and it feels like to me, Belinda walked in with a log on her shoulder, not even a chip.
Yeah.
A whole log on her shoulder. Am I reading this wrong?
No, you're right. She walked in ready to continue an argument and continue a fight. It starts out with Chad telling her he understands how she feels about his behavior this week. And he goes, I totally see your point and I apologize. I was wrong. Great. Right?
That's how you start.
Great start.
Yes.
And then she goes into, well, you complained about the dog barking, but never complained about him, being in the bed. No, yes, he did.
The first thing he said when you brought up the, no, does your dog sleep in the bed? No. Where does your cat sleep? Whatever the hell it pleases.
Yeah.
That's different.
Well, cat shouldn't be in the bed either. But
shut up. Yeah, I knew you were going to do that. Stop it.
No animal should be in the bed. We talked about this. But she
knows. I knew you
were going
to do that.
But she, here's how I know she was trying to argue when he was talking about the dog barking. And she goes, yeah, but he doesn't. He goes, he doesn't do that when you're here. And she says, yeah, but he doesn't do it all the time. And he says, yes, she does. And she goes, well, how do you know that? He goes, well, when I come home and open the door, she starts barking. She goes, well, yeah, but that's because she heard you coming home. She goes, but how do you know the dog barks when none of us are here at the house? That's like saying, does a bear shit in the woods? If a tree falls in the woods, does anybody hear it? Or does it make a noise, right? She was just trying to find a way to argue with this man.
That was the word. But how do you know? Well, I can hear. When I'm coming out of the garage, coming from the garage, I can hear him barking. What do you not understand? Does he hear? Yeah. Does he hear Chad pulling up in the apartment garage? And that's why he's barking? No, obviously.
Is that Chad? Is that Chad? Is that Chad?
Oh, my God. She just chooses violence every which way. And you can see how she tried to work his nut. Even in the middle of this conversation, he said, hey, I'm not trying to get to this point. And she just kept coming. Then the next time we see them, they're back at the apartment. And Dr. Pia says, this phone call ain't working. Let's make a house call. I need to see what's happening here. And I think this is where she really gets to see it. You realize that Belinda is really the child just for when you walk in the door and you see the pants that she's wearing.
Why would you wear those jeans? Like, I don't like seeing teenagers with those jeans with the big holes in it. And I just look at, you're an adult. At some point, we got to dress like adults. But do you? You feel sexy in those jeans with big holes in them? Do you?
Yeah. Well, you know, to each his own, right? I am not one to judge someone else's fashion. Well, I will, but still.
Yeah.
You know, Belinda tries to imply, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you may not see it the same way I do. I wonder if anybody else in the chat sees it when she said this, because I thought it was very irresponsible the way she tried to bring up and make it seem and try to imply, slightly imply, that Chad is trying to control her.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I don't see how he's tried to control anything about her.
Right.
Again, editing. Maybe there's some things that happened that we didn't see. But I've not seen. Yeah, but she's implying like that, and it's not the case. And so I'm glad Dr. P was there in person, because then she's able to ask Chad, like, okay, how do you cope? You know, just your normal day-to-day, when you're stressed, whatever. I go to the gym, I go to the archery, I go fishing, all these different things. Well, with the show schedule, he's not been able to do those things. So she goes, oh, you've not had a chance to do those things you do that help you cope with stress because of it. So like Dr. Pia gets his point and his side of the story. Belinda still doesn't.
Right. And because Dr. Pia even points out, hey, so this is all out of your norm. And he's like, that's what I've been trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah. And she has like, well, what do you need from me? What do you need from her? He goes, I just need to have someone that understands me.
By the way, Dina the Explorer brings out a great point. Had Chad been controlling, editing would have shown that, because he's already pissed off production.
Right.
So they would have been like, okay, we're taking off the training wheels, and we're going to show all of you here, Chad. Now, T-Dub says, I hate that Belinda's making me pity Chad. And I understand why, because now you're going to have to really take his side, because even Dr. Pia realizes.
Mm-hmm.
As she asks Belinda, okay, what is it that you see? What's going on? What's causing all of this? And we find out what you've been saying all along.
Yeah. Yeah, she avoids conflict. So when she hears his voice, the way he talks directly to production, what she's doing, she's expecting the next thing to be this yelling, shouting, you know, because that's what her ex-husband did, you know. So anytime conflict came, he would just lose it and just start shouting all over the place. And so that's what she thinks is going to happen. So she shuts down. Yeah. And we called it. This whole thing that she's doing, it comes from her past. She has this fear of a blow up. And Chad isn't doing any of that.
Yeah. But she can't help it. She can't help it. this really irked me. And you know, I wanted to like Belinda. I really did. But she's came off very unlikable these last two episodes. By the way, Nubian Mahogany wants you to know. Now, wait a minute. I'll wear distressed jeans, and I'm older.
Are they that distressed?
are they distressed or deprived?
Yeah. Because
those that she had on look deprived. There's a slight difference, okay?
Yeah.
and you know what? I wasn't even going to bring this back, but I just had to just because Lucy B, you are so wrong. Says, I find it hard to believe Chad goes to the gym. He must not get angry often. Stop it.
Wow. Come on now. Stop it. He served his country. He's a combat vet. He was in shape at one point. Let him live.
Yes. Indeed.
Yes.
Yeah. Man's relaxed. He makes good money that he's upgrading Belinda's ring. Well, now at least he only did it once because it ain't looking good after this time. He might need to go get a refund. we still got to get, there's so much to get to. We still got to get to Derek and Megan. We got to get more Will and Brittany. And we cannot leave out Pat, Rhonda, and Adrian. Worst best friend in America. But first, a word from our sponsors.
All right, so Thanksgiving's coming around the corner, and maybe you need a thoughtful host gift for Thanksgiving. You can't show up to someone's Thanksgiving empty-handed. There's rules, and you probably shouldn't bring food because that's probably going to piss them off, especially if you don't know how to make potato salad. So bring something that they'll truly love. A beautiful serving set, wine accessory of some kind, or gourmet kitchen favorites from Cellar and Spice, because great taste never goes unnoticed. So go to cellarandspice.com. Check out what they have. Find that gift for that person hosting Thanksgiving and make sure you do a good job.
We got a potluck at the office this week.
I don't do potlucks.
I know. Pray for me.
I will not eat at a potluck. Will not do it.
I'm right there with you.
I will not do it.
Who got the cookies from Kroger? I'll take those. Yeah.
Especially if you have cats in your house. I will not eat. You're a cat owner and you're bringing some stuff to the potluck. Not doing it.
Hey, dog owners too, because they'll let the dog lick the spoon and then put it right back in there.
I've never seen that. Seen that in my life.
Okay, I'm sure. I've seen. Okay, let me stop. I was about to say something bad. I'm gonna leave it alone. Hey, quick shout out to everybody who's here, whether you're here right now as part of the live crew or later as part of the replay gang, we appreciate you. Please do us a favor, hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe, hit the bell for notifications.
And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to random thoughts and RGRT pod reaction videos and more, including story time, the terrible.
And if you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, thank you. Do us a favor, please leave a 5-star rating and a quick review. It really helps. And to everybody who's jumping in maybe a little bit later here on YouTube, and you see, if it looks vertical, there's a vertical and there's a horizontal, the traditional landscape view as well. So there are two links that are there, right? So if you're seeing it looking a little weird, especially if you watch it on TV, bounce out, come back in on the other link, and you'll see. It'll be back to the regular. Something we're trying out. They added it, StreamYard added it. We said we'll test it out, see how it works. If we don't like it, we'll just go back to the norm, okay? We just figured we'd give more people a chance to watch it in this other way. All right, so please, bear with us. Thank you. We appreciate you. Derek and Megan, the expecting couple. Interesting that Megan wants twins off the rip.
Right. That way she just has to give birth once. Yeah. Well, technically twice, but you get the overall process she has to go through just one time. But yeah, she doesn't want to have to get pregnant again, go through the whole 9 months to have another one. So if she gets two in one pop, win-win.
Do you think Derek actually wanted to do the whole gender reveal, but because Megan was so against it, no, I hate surprises. Do you think that's why he was like, oh yeah, those are just over the top?
I don't know. I think he probably just doesn't want to do it. I wouldn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, she's steadfast. I'm a planner. I don't want any surprises. We need to know as soon as possible. Can't say I blame her. You do want to kind of know. Don't wait to gender neutral colors of the baby room. But they decided they wanted to get a jump start on this. And what is it like to actually have kids around the house, right? Now, I'm sure this was a production like, hey, do you have any friends with kids? And you can have them come to the house. And they said, yes, let's take the hardest level. We'll go to boss level and take three boys under what looks like the age of 8 or 10.
Yeah. Makes sense to me. Anytime I feel like, you know, Terry, you're still young, you could still have a kid. Go to Chick-fil-A on a Saturday. And just look at all that stuff, run around that playscape. Nope. Not doing it.
Oh my God. Anything from this whole babysitting, though, that they, I mean, I thought they handled the kids well.
They did. And they were some good boys. I mean, they're not like bad baby's kids or anything. Mm-hmm. So it looks like they did a great job. I like how Megan said, because she's trying to clean all the chairs, like, boys are sticky. I'm like, yeah, boys are gross. Knew it.
Yeah, wait till they get older.
Yeah. Gonna find some sticky things, but it's not gonna be what you think.
Find some socks standing.
Yeah, don't touch that sock. No, leave the sock under his bed alone. Don't touch it.
You know, they wanted to reveal to her parents that they're expecting.
Uh-huh.
Did you like this? How this happened?
I like that they revealed it because I know her parents could be excited. The way she did it, I thought was that. I'm thinking, why not just put a note or something, or, hey, you know, sonogram. You're going to give your mom the stick you peed on at the dinner table for her to look at. What?
Yeah, at the dinner table.
Yeah, she could have took a picture of that and just shot her text at the dinner table. But you don't have to. You peed on this. Why are you holding? Ladies, do y'all keep the stick that you pee on, you find you're pregnant? Is that like a souvenir? You hold on to that?
Hey, Mimi's right. The mom's ruined it because she's like, oh, come on. Did you say y'all didn't get a puppy? Y'all got a puppy? Because I know y'all didn't have a baby.
Hey, moms, no. Moms, no.
Oh, my God. Something to be wants you to know, again, Terrell, Megan is 14 years old. She can't think to your level.
Well, she's smart. She's smart. I just think that's just gross. I just never heard of somebody showing. I get show it to Derek, but why would you still have that days later and give that to your mom? So I just wonder, do women keep the stick? The pee stick?
Yeah, please clarify.
Yeah, the pee stick.
Karma Serene says, no, the results fade from the test anyway. What is the point? So, well, not all results, because apparently, you know, the baby still comes. You can't wait it out.
Results fade, but the baby doesn't.
They decided to do some more baby prep, though. They did the babysitting, they did the baby announcement, and they went baby car shopping.
Yeah.
Then they did some cleanup around the house. All these things that, you know, to just kind of rearrange for them moving and everything else. And I think Derek is finally getting a look at what this is going to look like when he has to do everything for the next 8 months.
Yeah, but I thought it was great because he's going to be moving into the house. So he's helping, he's contributing to all the different modifications that the house needs. Mm-hmm. tripping out was their conversation after he got done slaving out in the fields. Mm-hmm. He said decision day is different for them than the other couples because there's more at stake, you know, with the pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And Megan says, yeah, but if I don't want to be with you, we can still raise a kid together. I was like, what? Like, she's like, I don't want the baby to be the reason that we stay married.
Okay. I thought it was harsh at first. I thought it was Chad and Will wrapped up in one with Megan when she said, yeah, we don't have to. But then that last part, we don't have to stay together because we're having a baby. It's what we tell everybody who's in a bad relationship who's sticking around for the baby. Don't.
Okay. But those people that we tell that to have been with that person for a certain amount of years, mm-hmm. a large amount of time. They've only been together 8-9 weeks. Mm-hmm. You're having a baby together. You don't just give up because 8-9 weeks was a little challenging. And you're doing it in front of cameras. Like, wait and see. Say yes on decision day. See how things go. And if after the cameras are gone, then it doesn't work out. Maybe. But they've not known each other long enough to say on decision day, nope, I don't want to be married to you anymore, but we're going to be good co-parents.
You're saying that because you're not married to Megan.
No.
No, yeah, you're not. So you don't have to worry about it. But he wants to stay. He wants to do it. And I agree with him. Here's more reason for us to try to make it work, right? Because he doesn't want his child growing up outside of his house. But again, it's not the only reason to.
Right.
Okay? It's not the only reason. So I do agree with her on that, too. Josh and Jalen, I was trying to understand why they feel like their friends have to be friends and we can all be friends. We can hang out every weekend.
Is that all right?
What in the Puff Daddy is happening here?
Well, I think that it's apparent that they don't have a lot in common. And so maybe if the friend group click, that'll be the glue for their relationship. That's where my thought went when this whole thing was happening.
I thought it was funny when they asked, so what do you guys have in common? What hobbies do you have in common?
Crickets.
And he said crickets as in no answer as opposed to cricket, the game.
Yeah. No answer at all. And then Jalen says, well, you know, I like, you know, my hobbies would be spin class, you know, pretty much the local stuff that she does here in Austin. And Josh likes to go to festivals.
Mm-hmm. You saw her friends. Wait, what?
You don't like what? That. Yeah, God, if I don't hear the name Burning Man for at least a year, I'm just so tired of hearing about Burning Man.
Yeah. Something to be says they couldn't even lie or make up something. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, watching these two in these two episodes, it really made me think, like, is Jalen looking for an out, right? Mm-hmm. Because think about this. Even when they went to dinner and they're having that conversation and she's like, well, you know, if you really want to go to, you know, to these festivals and go to Burning Man, then maybe you need to find somebody who can. Again, she brings this back up.
Yes.
And I'm starting to think this was her reverse psychology, or is she looking for it out?
Well, I think she's looking for it out. Because remember I said her and her mom, they made that pact. We're going to get on the show together. Mm-hmm. We're going to blow up. But we're not going to stay married with these people. We don't have to do that.
We'll find our husband after the show.
Yeah, we'll find our real husband after the show. This is just trial and error.
And then Josh had to mess it all up and go, you know what? Come to think of it, I no longer want to go to Burning Man without you.
Yeah, because he can't be married with her at home and he's in Burning Man in the woods jumping into some orgies and stuff. He can't do that.
Well, he can, but when he comes
home, you should.
It'll be an empty house. Pat and Rhonda.
Favorites.
Rhonda is so self-centered, man, that she doesn't even realize as she's talking to Pat about him making plans for them. Mm-hmm. He included her in something for his mom. And because he didn't ask her first, she's got a problem. Like, she asked him to prepare a speech when they were going to her father's grave so that he wouldn't be caught off guard asking to, you got something you want to say?
Yeah. Well, but I think Rhonda has a slight point. Now, if they've been married for a long period of time, they've known each other for a long time, it probably wouldn't be an issue. But it's still kind of new. And you don't want someone booking a trip and hadn't asked you about it to even see if you're available. Because she could have had something else going. So I get her point about it. But to me, you don't have to beat that point into the ground. You said it once already. Let's move on.
Yeah, Rhonda. Thank you, Sly. Rhonda is a bully. Definitely. It's definitely been terrible the way she's been. The older women on the show have been selfish as hell. Between Rhonda and Belinda, selfish as hell. I mean, Pat didn't even need to apologize, but he said, okay, let me get some peace in here. Apologizes, and what does she do? She shits all over his apology and says, interesting choice of words, coordinate rather than invite. Invite you for what? I tried.
Yeah, you're my wife. Why would I not think you were coming?
I got married so I wouldn't do this shit on my own.
Yeah. Well, then she brings up the fact that he walked away mid-sentence when she was talking about the calendars when they were at the store to talk to the guy behind the counter. And Pat has the patience of concrete because he's just, hey, you know, I feel like I'm trying to meet you in the middle. And from my perspective, you know, I feel like I have been listening and I've been present and seems to focus on, he feels like she seems to focus on like the few times that he's dropped the ball on that. And I get that that could be frustrating, but Jesus. Let it go.
No, she can't. Like Tyler says, Rhonda made Pat go to her family reunion. She can go somewhere with him and his mom, right? And the music is my life says the same thing. Did Rhonda ask him if it was okay for him to miss the retreat or if he wanted to spend all that time with her crazy family? No, she's the crazy in the family. Trust me. It can't be anybody else in the family like that. It's just her. Mm-hmm. They'll get kicked out everywhere else. LBJ, this is what I've been saying. Rhonda loves pain and conflict. Run, Pat, run.
Yeah.
Because they are going to meet up with Pat's friend.
Yep.
And it seems like a nice conversation. Pat and Adrian, old boys, chums, old chums just catching up. Then Rhonda shows up, the energy shifts, and apparently so does Adrian.
Right.
A two-faced friend is this?
Oh, I was so annoyed with him, and I hope Pat is too. It's like, dude, I need you to have my back.
Yes.
Adrian did not have Pat's back whatsoever. He agreed with everything Rhonda was saying and didn't stick up for Pat at all. And then when she talks about him making that comment about the band, he was like, yeah, that was dumb. You shouldn't do that. I was like, come on, dude.
Yeah, and then when Rhonda gets, you know, all emotional and gets up on the table, did I say something wrong? Yes.
Was it me?
Everything. Everything you've said since she sat down was wrong. The hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, I know. If I was Pat, when Rhonda went to the bathroom, I had to look at Agent and be like, what the fuck?
You would have gone all Valley Girl.
Yeah. What the fuck? What the fuck, Aiden? Oh, my God. You don't have my back. What the fuck? You're my friend.
Oh, dear God. Your Valley Girl impersonation is top notch. Like Robin G says, with friends like Adrian.
Right.
Jeez. I mean, it is so bad, man. You know, here's the other part that irks me. Is because even before she gets it from the table, Rhonda says that, you know, if she's too much, Pat should just tell her. Mm-hmm. As if he hasn't done that and shouldn't blow up when he did.
Yeah. He did try to tell you that. You got all upset. Because he did that with Dr. Pia, the Dr. Pia visit.
Right.
So he's on eggshells. He feels he can't tell her because then she's going to get all angry again.
Right. by the way, I didn't notice this. T-Dub says, I initially thought she got up, Rhonda got up because the friend, Adrian, kept interrupting her. And Butterscotch Music said the same thing. The way Adrian kept on interrupting Rhonda, I thought she got upset with him, not Pat. Nah, because the WWTs came out when she was there with the producer by the bathroom.
Yeah. She's like, you know, Adrian gets it. I've been sitting here with him for an hour. I've been with Pat 8 weeks, and he doesn't get it.
Oh, my God. Yo, the worst part about this, Rhonda will watch this back. She has obviously seen it by now, right? And still not see how selfish she's being.
No.
And how self-centered she's being in all of this.
No, because she does no wrong.
Yeah, terrible. Yeah. And then she gets back to the table, and her and Adrian have this whole, you know, Pat, you have permission to be who you are meant to be conversation.
Yeah.
What is this, an intervention?
Right. Again, if I was Pat, I'd looked at both of them at that point and been like, what the fuck?
D. Hardaway, I thought this too. Adrian fell in love with Rhonda. He's like, she should be with me. And you know what? If I'm Pat, I'm like, please, take her. Here's a ring. I'll pay for another one for her. How about that? If you just take her. Jesus Christ. Laquana says, we ride at dawn for Pat.
Yeah, he needs it.
Anitra says his friend does not like him. And Janet says Adrian wants some help. Help Miranda. Mm-hmm. Apparently. Yes, this is bad, man. If this wasn't enough on poor Pat, the post-Adrian conversation, we get to find out more about his upbringing and his whole upbringing history. Does this clarify or justify all of this beating he's taking from Rhonda?
I think it clarifies a little more of why Pat's the way he is. So he grew up in this military family. His grandfather was a colonel. His dad was a general. So he wanted to go to the military to make his dad proud. But he's always like had to live up to a certain standard. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes he loses himself in trying to live up to what other people want him to be. And so he tries harder to do those things. I'm going to try to be a better husband. I'm going to do all these different things that my wife is talking about. And he loses himself. So it makes sense to me on why he's doing that.
Mm-hmm. Did you like when Rhonda asked him if he can be his authentic self all the time?
Don't you get tired of that? Like, didn't the authentic self? Yeah, I just wondered, wasn't that the woke movement? Like, when are we going to be done with saying that?
You know who won't say it? Chad. I hated that. And I hated, like, the day before decision day when she's talking to him like he's on his off to his first day of kindergarten, you know? Like, jeez.
I like how Pat said, you know, I think it's a great idea that we stay apart before decision day, because he wants a night of rest and peace and quiet.
Yo, your girl Cheryl says, Pat better say no and then tell Rhonda to get his lily white cottontail. Now, Butterscotch Music has a great question. Do we actually know anything about Pat besides Rockets? Yes, we learned a lot about him in this past one. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we also learned that he left his first marriage because the sex wasn't good enough.
Yeah. But that was after, like, they had kids, right? And kids were grown. Kid was grown. So he's like, yeah, it's time for me to go ahead and find something else.
And then, like, he probably called, hey, you okay? I'm coming back, honey. Because after Rhonda, she'll make you go back to anybody else, boy.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Finally, back to Will and Brittany. Now, we get to see them hanging out first before the birthday when he's getting ready to leave on another trip, right?
Mm-hmm.
And did production really feel the need to give us the cheeks shot? I mean, I'm sure the fellows were happy with it, but if that was your woman, would you have been fine with that?
I mean, I wouldn't be on the show. So I can't answer that.
Good
answer. I can't
answer that. That was like, I could have done without that scene. The birthday brunch with Will's mom, who Brittany invited and set all of this up. Great gesture, right?
Great gesture. But man, Will, what does excite Will? Like, have we seen Will at all? Like, oh my good, like into something? She put this together. She flew your mom out for this. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't look like he's really excited about this birthday brunch.
But okay, but that's, we know this about him. This is him. He's not gonna be doing backflips, right? And it's fine because even you kind of got more of that, just the way him and his mom interacted.
Yeah,
it's not a lot of emotion.
Yeah,
it's okay, right?
Yeah, I guess I'm getting tired of not seeing like Will seem to be excited about something. A little bit.
Sean says Will likes watching paint dry. could be. You know, I do like Will's mom's advice to them about communication, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good, and it's coming from a place of experience, which they need. I thought it was interesting when Brittany said that, because I think the mom asked, would they do it again or anything they would do different? She said that we're in a good place and she wouldn't do anything different. I was thinking, really, Brittany? Out of all this complaining and crying you've been doing these 8 weeks, you would do anything different?
Maybe if you'd been nicer on the honeymoon. Okay, maybe not. Because she wasn't nice. Maybe had you tried the Mile High Club. You know?
She ain't doing that.
Will was down. Butterscotch music. Will watches C-SPAN for fun. Hey, there's some funny stuff on there. They go on this boat ride on the lake, right?
Mm-hmm.
And things are going well. Communication is good.
Mm-hmm.
Until. What went wrong?
Well, for me, it went wrong when you said charcuterie board, but that's fine.
You know, that was just all for clickbait. That's all.
Yeah. Sorry. I love charcuterie boards. And so, hey, that's nothing to joke with. That's a big deal. But she asked him if he feels their emotional connection has grown. And so Will is smart to say, hey, wait a minute. Last time you asked me that, created a big problem, and you're in the bathroom crying. So I don't want to go down that path again. But what he winds up doing is a good political answer. He says he feels a strong connection with her, and he's looking forward to it growing. Good way to not answer the question.
Well, the last time he just said we can do better. It could be better.
Yeah.
When she asked, how was it? It could be better.
Yeah.
Which is always the case. However, he's like, okay, let me answer this a little bit better. So he got his political campaigning speech down, right? Which was great.
Yeah.
But then it took another turn when it came to talking about love.
Right.
And I just couldn't understand why this, because Brittany just keeps getting in her own way.
She does, because she's asking, how does that correlate to love when he talks about his feelings growing? And he says, like, if I say I love you, it's, you know, I want to take care of you. I want to do these things. And it's action, you know, as well as a feeling. And she said, oh, so there's actual feeling. OK, because I just heard action.
That so was then, terrible for her.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, where do you get that from? And so Will's like, look, well, you're trying to discredit. I'm answering your question, but you're discrediting what I'm saying.
Yes.
And then she's like, oh, I apologize. And I try to turning a romantic dialogue and turning it into something else. And gets all emotional because she feels bad that she's upset Will.
And did she say that it feels like him being with her is like an obligation?
Yeah.
Like, why? Where are you seeing this?
Yeah.
Janet says, Brittany seems annoying, but she knows he doesn't like her, and she's just trying to keep him to reboot his internal system and say it. call them nuts. You know, they make it off the boat, you know, that rock. I don't know how the lake is that damn rough.
It can't
it's
be.
It's a lake.
It can't be. It can't be.
Yeah, I stay off lakes. But we see them on the volleyball court. And apparently, Brittany used to play volleyball, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she misses volleyball, but not enough to give up the nails.
She's taking a beating on social media about those nails.
Because they're terrible.
Yes.
They are terrible. If it's look, here's the thing. Well, you had the out. You had the out and you missed it. All these women that are bashing you right now, they would have been fine had you sell. It's these goddamn nails I can't deal with.
Yeah.
They would have been like, me too. Right?
There are people who like the nails. I don't. You don't. But I don't think it's good for everybody to beat her up for her nails. This is what she wants. You don't
everybody
like it, that's fine.
To it. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you don't
long
like it, that's fine.
Go. How do you clean yourself with those long nails? Those
very
nails
carefully.
Are terrible.
I'm like, how
they
do you
are
wipe?
Ridiculous.
I'm like, how
exactly.
do you wipe?
That's what those this nails. How you dial a phone. How do you change the temperature like this with your face? It's like Dita the Explorer, Freddy Krueger has better nails. Like, her claws are off. Yeah, it's yo. Oh, CXM. I don't even want to even think of this. As I've seen nails worse than that. No, I don't even want to. Oh. It's bad. Yeah. Anyway. I'm going to get off this because it's starting to upset my stomach. thank you, LBJ. SWV, exactly. The day before decision day, it's interesting because they start to show their whole collage. So you know something's about to happen, right? They're showing everything. They're running back from the beginning when they first met. They're showing going through their relationship, you're like, wait a minute, are we into the next episode already? And we see Will giving us a little doubt, like, you know, he needs to decide if he thinks Brittany can love him the way and believe him when he says what he says.
Yeah. Well, she's
did
told
you know
me that she
going?
Can't. No, but I didn't. I was just thinking it was just gonna end like that. I wasn't thinking that we were gonna see me. Brittany and Will decision day. I was like, oh, okay. What's about to happen with this?
Yeah. What's funny to me about this though, and this is Belinda is why Chad was upset. Brittany gets the phone call in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
She answers it. She comes out clearly upset. And she's like, I'm not going to lose it. I'm not going to lose it. Makeup artist is like, okay, yeah, let's just go. And the camera comes.
Yeah.
And she's just like, even with the camera right in my face, I'm not going to lose it. And so the producer goes, what happened?
Yeah. Tell us about the call.
And that is why Chad gets mad at them.
Yeah.
Because of this. But they're just doing their job.
100%. That's what those producers are supposed to do. I get it. But she just got some really disturbing news. Let her process it for a bit.
Right.
Take a second. Put the camera down. Go get a cup of coffee. We can come back and start filming again.
Sinan's fan says something was off about this. There was some heavy editing, always, going on with the scene. You agree? Or do you think this is... Because you're one to always say the cliffhanger is always going to lead us in a different direction. Am I missing something here? Or did because no. They gave us a whole lot right here at the end of this.
Well, they did, but we've also seen previews of them sitting on decision day on the couch. So it's not like he's like, yeah, I'm going to say no, so there's no point in us hanging out. It's not like Love is Blind, where they just say, you know what? I'm not going.
Right. Yeah, true. True. So next week, or this week, actually.
Yeah.
We're getting decision day, right?
Yeah. And the reunion.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
But, I mean, decision day should be quick. It should be just one episode, right? So we should.
It is. It. Yeah. Okay. It's going to be just one episode.
Mm-hmm. Any predictions? Okay. Do we want the predictions or what should happen?
Okay.
Will and Brittany, not what should happen.
They should both say no.
Agreed. They should both say no.
Yeah, he's not the type of guy that she needs that can communicate his feelings and all that. She needs that to feel loved in a relationship. That's not what he does.
Right.
Walk away.
Indeed. I agree with you in that. Very well said. I can't top that. Chad and Belinda.
Walk away, Chad.
Run, Chad.
Yeah. You don't need all that BS in your life.
You don't need that dog in the bed. If she wants the dog in the bed that much, have the dog. You and the have dog separate, cuddle, snuggle, and all that.
Separate beds. You don't have to go to sleep together. Right? Why not just have separate rooms that you sleep in?
Look, the way she's picking fights, nah.
Yeah.
I don't need that kind of stress in my life. So yeah. I would say, Chad, take your flag and run.
Yeah.
Derek and Megan.
This one's interesting because let's just say the baby thing is a thing. It's real. And they're going to have the kid together. Mm-hmm. I think they should try to stay together and say yes on decision day just to see what the relationship could be like once all the cameras and stuff are gone and the pressure of the schedule. Would that make it easier? So I would say because they have the baby, I think they should say yes. Mm-hmm. But again, just to, they might not be together at the reunion. At least they can say that they tried.
Okay. To that point, I agree. Right. Remember, I told you before, we shouldn't tell people to, if we've told people not to stay together just for the sake of the baby. But to your point, that's after time has been put in. They haven't put in the time here yet. Let's at least see if this can work. If he can make it through the pregnancy, y'all can make it for life.
Possibly.
Josh and Jalen.
No.
I thought
this was a great couple, but what I'm seeing is a little immaturity in both of them. I think that they're ready for this marriage thing. The way the Burning Man conversation kept coming up over and over and over is ridiculous.
Yes.
And that should have been one conversation, one and done. And I think, you know, I think Josh is going to want to say yes. I think Jalen will say no.
Yeah. These last two episodes made me think that Jalen and Belinda are here for TV.
Yeah.
I never thought that before. I thought these two were the couple. They were gonna make it.
Yeah.
I thought this was, if there was one couple that was going to make it, it was going to be them. But I'm right there with you. And Pat and Rhonda.
We know the answer to that one. No. Pat, run. Save yourself, Pat.
Matter of fact, Pat, how do you punish Adrian? Hook him up with Rhonda.
Hey, now you get a chance to see what it was like. You deal with it.
For him being a terrible friend, this is what you do.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to everybody who has been hanging out with us, man. We do appreciate you. Do us a favor, please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. T, we got a random, not a random thought, a story time to get to this week, huh?
Yeah, we do. So we hit over 8,000. So we got a story time. And then we also have Ready to Love that we got to do.
Yep. So Ready to Love, story time. And for the members, you may also get one of these. So by the way, the story time is members only live.
Yeah.
And we'll let you know when that's coming. And then also there may be some more content dropping as well too. So be on the lookout, just hit that bell for notifications and let us know. Did the vertical work? If not, were you able to get back to the other one that works? And we'll determine whether we use it or not until they probably make some more tweaks to it. So we'll see. Right. We do this for you guys and we appreciate you. I'm Yanni Rood.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rood, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time motto. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair.
Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.